Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 21 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Discovering Jesus. A.W. Tozer once wrote, "What I am anxious to see in Christian believers is a beautiful paradox. I want to see in them the joy of finding God, while at the same time they are blessedly pursuing Him. I want to see in them the great joy of having God, yet always wanting Him." Our text for today is from John chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. "The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, 'What are you seeking?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which means teacher, 'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come, and you will see.' So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas,' which means Peter." When John the Baptist declared for the second time that Jesus was the Lamb of God, two of his disciples left him to follow Jesus. The first title they used for Jesus was Rabbi, meaning teacher. To be a follower of Jesus requires us to enter into a student-teacher dynamic with Jesus as the master teacher, guiding us as we listen and learn. Being a disciple of Jesus is defined by the New Testament term mathetes, which is also the root of the English word mathematics. Many people struggled with math in school. This term for disciple implies the mental effort needed to understand something deeply. Essentially, it denotes a learner. Discipling someone involves guiding them to progressively understand the Word of God and apply it in their daily lives. God desires to help you discover what it means to grow in your Christian faith. By following Jesus' example, you will learn to become more like Him. When Andrew found his brother Simon, he exclaimed, "We have found the Messiah," which translates to Christ. That was a moment of epiphany for Andrew. It didn't take long for Andrew to recognize Jesus as the Messiah they had been awaiting. Notice how quickly Andrew moves from an awareness of Jesus as the Messiah to sharing this incredible discovery with his brother Simon. When people encounter Jesus, they should be ecstatic to share the good news, the gospel, with others. Andrew appears two more times in John's gospel, in John chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, and in chapter 12, verses 20 through 22. And each time, he is bringing people to Jesus. Observe the first two titles that these first disciples called Jesus, Teacher in verse 38 and Christ in verse 41. These titles are significant for Jesus. He is both our Master Teacher and our Messiah, coming to save us and inviting us on a lifelong journey of discipleship. While many appreciate Jesus' saving grace, the learning process truly begins after salvation. This is why Jesus describes salvation as being born again. Check out John chapter 3, verse 3. As a parent, you understand that when your child is first born, there's still a lot of growing and learning ahead. It takes years of guidance and teaching from parents for children to mature. Similarly, when Jesus saves you and welcomes you into His family, your journey of learning and growth as a follower of Christ will take time. That is precisely why discipleship is essential to spiritual growth. Jesus walked with His first followers for 3 years to make them fishers of men. Check out Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. As Christ did with His first disciples, Jesus desires to come and make Himself known to you. He wants a personal relationship with you. He wants you to be saved, spiritually born again. Not only does God long for you to meet Him personally, but He also wants you to become His disciple. He invites us all into a growing relationship with Him. There is nothing greater than discovering Jesus and learning to follow Him. Some questions to consider. What are your thoughts on the following quote by J.I. Packer on discovering God? Revelation does not mean man finding God, but God finding man. God sharing His secrets with us. God showing us Himself. In Revelation, God is the agent as well as the object. How does today's scripture support Packer's statements? When did you discover Jesus? Spend some time today remembering the day that you recognized Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Perhaps you're listening today and you haven't yet entered into a personal relationship with Jesus. If you'd like to learn more, please contact us for more information by emailing info@fraser.church. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.